Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big man in the room with his best Christmas gear on. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The
Santa
Fan.
Mitch.
What?
Santa Mitch.
Santa Mitch. Santa Tish. You are watching on Monumental Sports Network. Appreciate that. You're watching on the YouTube stream. Appreciate that. 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Let's say what's up to the folks in the chat.
What's up, chat?
What's up, chat? That's the studio chat. Oops. And wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us. We're out and about. I saw something yesterday from Ian Rappaport that I wanted to circle back to, B. Mm-hmm. I'm reading now from Rap Sheet Twitter account. The NFL announced it will return to Munich in 26 and 28 as part of a multi-year partnership with the City of Munich and FC Bayern Munich. I assume they're playing at their stadium.
All right.
The other confirmed international games for 2026... one game in Australia at the Melbourne Cricket Ground with the Rams as the designated home team. One game in Rio de Janeiro at Maracanã Stadium. And two games in London.
London!
So that is Munich, Australia, Rio, and two in London. So that's five by my count.
FIFA.
What we know is the Rams are the home team in Australia. So what we can learn is, does Washington play the Rams? They do.
They're the home team in where?
The Rams are going to be the home team for a 2026 Australia game.
Okay.
Washington plays the Rams. However, Washington plays the Rams at home.
Okay, so, and the Rams are the home game in Australia, so we won't be playing that one.
No. I have to think, and I don't know, but if you're playing a game in damn Australia, you're going to put two West Coast teams out there.
I would think they will.
Right? Like, I don't know, but that would be my guess. And the
That's
Rams
a lot of damn flying right there.
The Rams play a bunch of West Coast teams. So you could play Rams Niners, Rams Seahawks, whatever, Rams Cardinals even, or I'm sure they play, you know, some AFC West teams as well. You and I have both heard London and Brazil as possibilities.
Brazil.
I think Germany would be cool, too.
Where is it in Germany?
Munich.
Yeah. I would like Berlin.
Have you been to Munich? Munich's a cool city.
Been to Berlin. Berlin's very cool.
Yeah, I've been to both. But Berlin seemed to be more of like a hipstery vibe. Munich is more like traditional, like the Hofbrauhaus and everything.
I don't know if it's, like you said, it was a little bit more modern, Americanized to me.
Yeah, maybe Munich's more traditional, like Bavarian, maybe.
Yeah.
I think there's probably more games to go. How many international did they play this past year? You had
Brazil,
Spain. Ireland, Spain, Germany, London. A couple in London. Yeah. I think they may have played eight. Maybe it was six.
It was close. It was seven or eight this year.
I think they'll get there. How would you feel about the Brazil game? And it's Rio de Janeiro, not Sao Paulo. The first couple games have been in Sao Paulo.
I'd much rather London.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just because...
Man, you talk about long getting to damn Spain. Brazil's probably longer. And it's too much to be concerned about.
I don't know if Rio has the same concerns as Sao Paulo. I don't know. Maybe it does. I know that we've heard the security concerns.
Yeah.
And I know the first...
If you're going to a game like that, you're going to enjoy yourself, not to be watching over your damn shoulder every 5 seconds.
So, D.C. to London is six hours?
Yep.
D.C. to Rio, damn, you want to guess?
By 9 to 13.
Yeah, 9 to 10 hours, but direct flights are not as common.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're stopping in Miami. That's pretty significant travel. Mm-hmm. Whereas I bet there's 10 daily flights to London from Dulles a day.
Yeah.
And then I bet there's dailies for BWI. I think that's too far for DCA to have London direct flights. But the travel to London is a lot easier. I do think, though, you don't have the same time zone issues.
Like you did in Spain?
Like you do in London or Spain.
Spain was six, wasn't it?
Spain's 6 hours ahead. I think London's 5 hours ahead. Although this looks like Brazil is 2 hours ahead. I just looked it up.
Ahead?
Yeah, it's 1:30 in the afternoon in Brazil right now. It's 11:30 for us.
Hmm.
Jeff, you made the trip to Madrid. Where would you want to go if you got to pick on the next international trip?
London, for sure. I haven't been there yet.
Okay. London is dope. I've been there a bunch. I would like to do Brazil. I also think I think all of them are really cool. I think it's a cool opportunity to just see something different. What we know is we think Washington's going to be the home team based on the reporting and the fact that they were the away team this past year. So I don't know. Harris owns a soccer team in London, right?
Is it London?
Yeah. Doesn't he own Crystal Palace? I believe, yeah, they own Crystal Palace. So HBSC owns it, rather. So the ownership group of the Commanders is different than HBSC. HBSC owns the Sixers, the Devils, Crystal Palace. They have the deal with Joe Gibbs Racing. Like, they own a lot of different stuff. The Commanders is a bit of a different ownership group. But Crystal Palace is a London-based club, I believe.
I can see that. Leaning towards that.
Yeah, so Crystal Palace is in London. They play at a place called Selhurst Park Stadium. I don't know that will matter.
They're not playing at Wembley. So they're playing at, what's the stadium?
Two games. It looks like the two games are at Tottenham.
Tottenham, okay.
Which, when we were there, for when the Skins played in London against the Bengals, they were building that Tottenham stadium. And I remember doing a tour, me and the big man did a tour of it, and Clinton Portis was there too. It was kind of a wild situation. But that Tottenham Stadium was built with hosting NFL games in mind.
Yeah, because I tell you, what's calling was...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm ready for it. Wembley. It's a little different.
When we worked, I worked the game at Wembley, and it was awesome. But it's an Olympic stadium, so it's got the big track around it.
Olympic stadium, man, it's the field is like different. You get caught up, but you like the stadiums. I don't care about stadiums like that. I look at the grass and how things are actually playing on it, and I did not like it one bit because when we were planning. Your foot.
But when you played there, was what, 90s?
Yeah, but it's kind of moist over there.
Sure.
And the ground was like, you're a plant, and the ground would dig up like, and then you come back later, it's still there, ain't nobody coming out there smoothing off the field. It was clumpy.
Yeah.
It was very much like San Francisco Candlestick Park used to be. You know, they had all the issues with the grass.
Sure.
That's how it was in Wembley.
I would think they've made significant improvements to Wembley now that they're hosting games every year.
I hope.
I didn't realize this. Crystal Palace is good. Crystal Palace is top four in the EPL table. Like, they're good. They're ahead of Chelsea and Man U. Now, they play 40 games, I believe, and they're only about 15 into their season, depending on the team. But the Harris Group doing well at Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns Tottenham? Is that the same? Do the Cons own that? No, some. Mm-hmm. The ENIC group. So whoever this ENIC group, pretty damn smart to build the stadium to host NFL games. Just keep that place busy, busy, busy. I don't know. We also heard Paris as an NFL site.
I'll take that.
And we had heard that the Saints would be playing in Paris. But that doesn't seem to be official.
If little nephew's still there, he could be my tour guide.
It's been reported the Saints are expected to play the NFL's first ever game in Paris as early as the 26th season. I don't know how definitive that is. If you look at the Commanders' upcoming schedule for 2026, they do not play the Saints. They do not play the NFC. They could play an NFC South team, but it'd be a home game. So that actually could – no, because they're saying the Saints are going to be the home team. So that doesn't add up. Of the home games Washington has, obviously the three division games next year, then they host the Rams, the Seahawks, the Texans, the Colts, an NFC South team, and an AFC North team. Now, those are all based on where you finish. So you're talking third or fourth place NFC South team is probably the Saints or the Falcons.
Yeah.
Third or fourth place AFC North team, so Bengals or Browns, sounds like they'll be coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're on the road at the third or fourth place NFC North team, which would be either the Lions or the Vikings. Landfill was laughing because it sounds like we're going back to Minnesota next year. Landfill got a big kick out of that.
Oh, man, it may be early, Landfill.
Yeah. Hi. It's going September.
Yeah, maybe in September, son.
I would greatly prefer that than another December trip to the state of Minnesota. Coming up at noon, we're going to run through the power rankings. Washington offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, a little bit embattled lately, especially after the goal line situation last week in Minnesota. Cliff expected to speak with the media shortly. We're going to try to turn around some of that audio and react. When we come back, though, I want to run through what people are searching for most on Google, because I find this stuff pretty interesting. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.